Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1423. Why is adopting an abundance mindset important? Part 2, by Vicki Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, sometimes a little too enthusiastically. But I can't help it. Money is an incredible resource that we can use to craft the life of our dreams. So thanks for joining me today and every day. And before we get to it, have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, relationships, entrepreneurship, and life advice on the other shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find them. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part two and continue optimizing your life. Why is adopting an abundance mindset important? Part 2, by Vicki Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. Adopting an abundance mindset. After learning more about abundance mentality, you can see why it's so important to adopt. If you believe you don't currently have an abundance mindset, you aren't optimizing the quality of your financial life. Having a scarcity mentality can prevent you from taking control of your finances. The best shot you'll have at obtaining the wealth and financial security you desire is to do what you can to shift from having a scarcity to an abundance mindset. What can you do to make the shift? Below, we describe ways to help you realign your thinking. Just keep in mind it takes time, focus, and energy to overcome a deep-seated scarcity mentality. After taking steps, finding success, and moving towards financial independence, you'll see why it's worth all of your effort. Work to adopt an abundance mindset by, number one, reducing your exposure to media. The more time you spend in front of a screen, the worse you probably feel. Scrolling through your social feeds reminds you of what you don't have. Advertisers get you to spend money on things you don't need or want. Reducing the time you spend connected to the TV or social media will boost your happiness and decrease your desire to waste money. Number two, organizing all aspects of your life. When you're living in a mentally or physically cluttered environment, you'll eventually lose track of what you already have. That's a vital driving force behind the incessant need to address scarcity. Use the time you're saving by giving up hours in front of your TV or phone to organize everything in your life. You'll then clearly see you already have more than you need. You have an abundance. Number three, adopting a beginner's mind. Soshin is a Zen Buddhism concept meaning beginner's mind. It denotes having an open and eager attitude and a lack of preconceived notions when studying a subject, even when we're not a beginner in the subject. When we think we know it all, we lose our ability to be creative, see things with a new eye or hear it in a new way, and brainstorm without reservations. Adopting a beginner's mind can enhance your experiences, help you build better relationships, and increase your creativity. Number four, sharing with others. A quote from Anne Frank is appropriate here. No one has ever become poor by giving. When you start to appreciate all that you have, you begin giving more freely to others. Enhancing the lives of people around you benefits you too. It's a wonderful feeling sharing with family and friends, but being generous and giving freely to strangers in need is very fulfilling also. Number 5, giving up on being number one. If you have a scarcity mentality, everything seems like a competition. You can be obsessed with coming in first to prevent yourself from losing, but losers aren't required in the game of life. Believe it or not, adopting an abundance mentality allows you to see there's plenty to go around for everyone. We can all be winners. Number 6, halting the comparison of yourself to others. You're not in competition with your friends, family, neighbors, or coworkers. When you get caught up competing with them, you end up with everything they wanted and not what you want. The abundance mindset allows you to practice delayed gratification because you don't have to have it all now. You can save time, energy, and money by focusing your spending on your needs and wants without scarcity impacting your decisions. Number 7, reflecting on what you have with a grateful attitude. Research points out that gratitude is associated with many benefits, including improved physical and psychological health, happiness, and life satisfaction. Additionally, it provides decreased feelings of materialism, burnout, depression, and more. When you nurture close relationships, act with kindness, appreciate your good health, and volunteer to help others, you're practicing gratitude. You can create lists of things you're grateful for, write letters to those you appreciate, or express gratitude to others. Number 8, focusing on what's working, not what isn't. It's human nature to look for what's wrong or to focus on what we don't have, but dwelling on the negatives isn't healthy, productive, or beneficial for anyone. Finding the positives and focusing on what's working helps you grow more optimistic and attain abundance. Positivity attracts positivity. It draws positive people, events, and outcomes to you. It enables you to discover new opportunities, learn from a variety of situations, and keep moving towards your goals. Final thoughts on the importance of adopting an abundance mindset. Your thoughts, feelings, and attitudes about money impact your ability to meet goals and build wealth. While wealth carries a different meaning for each person, most people want to become financially independent. What's different about each person's view of wealth and independence is how they pursue it and the limitations they either knowingly or unknowingly accept while trying to get there. Flipping the script from having a scarcity to an abundance mindset isn't easy. But when you shift from being envious of others to being inspired and curious about their success, you'll be open to learning from it. That's when you'll make fast progress towards your goals and an abundant life. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Why is Adopting an Abundance Mindset Important? By Vicky Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I love the recommendation to limit exposure to media and advertising. Advertising's effectiveness is dependent on convincing you that you don't have enough. It really feeds the scarcity mindset. It would be nearly impossible to convince someone that they need to buy something if they already felt like they had enough and were surrounded by abundance. I also love the Anne Frank quote shared today. No one has ever become poor by giving. It reminded me of the age-old chicken or the egg question. Does your success lead to happiness, or does your happiness lead to your success? I think it's both, and I feel the same way about generosity. I think pursuing financial independence and recognizing the abundance around me has made me more generous, and likewise, my generosity has opened up doors to even more abundance. So I'll give you an example. If you listened a few days ago, you'll know that I just walked away from a six-figure salary and full-time employment. When I was running the numbers and reworking my budget to make sure I was going to be okay financially, I thought long and hard about what I could cut out. Watching food costs is important, and it's often referenced as one of the big three in terms of expenses to try and reduce first. The other two are housing and transportation costs. I'm one person and I live alone, but my grocery budget is now $400 per month. By the way, it used to be $200 per month when I was getting out of debt. Why? Because I have a boyfriend that I love to spoil with gourmet meals, and I have other people over for dinner at least once a week. Cooking is one of my favorite things to do, and sharing my cooking with other people is a close second, because I'm a real sucker for compliments. Depriving myself of this joy would be succumbing to the scarcity mindset. But being generous and sharing meals with people has helped me build deep friendships that has brought a lot more abundance into my life. And that's another episode and weekend of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Thank you for your support and for listening every day. I'll be back with more posts for you on Monday. So have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll catch you tomorrow in February, where your optimal life awaits.